Now to Russia, where there's news from a very different election.
Москва, Россия, наш лидер, Владимир Путин!
It was a triumphant night for Vladimir Putin, who easily won his fourth term yesterday with nearly 77% of the vote. His most serious rival, Alexei Navalny, was barred from running because of a fraud conviction, which was widely seen as politically motivated. NPR's Lucian Kim joins us from Yekaterinburg, Russia's fourth largest city, about 1,000 miles east of Moscow. And Lucian, no one really surprised by this result, but Putin's share of the vote, 77%, was his highest ever. What's the reaction where you are?
Well, actually, mostly shrugs. I mean, as you said, everybody expected him to win. And during the campaign, we heard that the Kremlin was aiming for a 70% result. And now Putin seems to have topped even that. So, of course, Putin's entourage is celebrating. And his spokesman said today that the results show that Russian society is consolidated to a maximum degree.
Did he say anything about what his future plans were? Because now he's in office for another 6 years.
I think the reason people voted for him wasn't so much because of any particular plan. It's much more connected to his personality and this idea that he and only he can maintain the status quo. One man here in Yekaterinburg had a very smart explanation. He said, "Russians just don't want things to get any worse, while you Americans always expect things to get better."
Hmm. Well, Putin also seemed to be making some kind of a statement at that rally last night. It was held actually to also mark the anniversary of Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. And there, you know, there is some speculation, Lucian, that this victory will embolden him to increase his conflicts with the West. I mean, from what you can see there where you are, is there any truth to that?
Well, definitely. Putin has been playing up this idea that Russia is a besieged fortress. So this kind of high result definitely gives him sort of the backing to pursue whatever policies he wants to going forward.
Hmm. What about the opposition? Alexei Navalny, we mentioned his name, the main opposition leader there in Russia, wasn't even able to run against him. You got to wonder what the race would have looked like if he had been involved. Where does this leave Putin's opponents?
In a very bad place. Alexei Navalny is telling his supporters not to be disillusioned, since if they followed his advice to boycott the election, they wouldn't have participated in what he's calling a charade. Last night, Navalny and the liberal presidential candidate, Ksenia Sobchak, who picked up less than 2% of the vote, held a debate on Navalny's YouTube channel. And she kind of reached out with an olive branch and offered to unite forces. And Navalny flatly refused. He called her a Putin tool and said he couldn't forgive her for participating in the elections. That made a very poor picture. I've spoken to many people over the past few months who are against the government, but they don't see Navalny or anybody else really as a realistic, viable alternative who could lead the country. And that's why many people ended up voting for Putin.
So he called for that boycott, didn't really seem to work, but were there any reports of fraud or, you know, evidence that there had been, you know, efforts to swing the election in Putin's favor?
Yes. Navalny's people have reported harassment of election monitors, ballot stuffing, and even some isolated incidents of violence. But there are other levers that the government has, which Russians call administrative resources. And these are much more effective than ballot stuffing. I think the best examples are the way the Russian government controls the media and things like mandatory attendance at elections for state employees. Because the assumption is once people are already there at the polling station, they'll go ahead and vote for Putin. So it'd be wrong to say that there was somehow mass vote rigging and that's the only way Putin won. It's really a whole system that's tipped in favor of Putin.
So last week, right before this vote, you know, there were so many headlines. You had the Trump administration announcing sanctions against Russia because of interference in the U.S. election. There was also the diplomatic row with Prime Minister Theresa May, who kicked out 23 Russian diplomats after the U.K. had accused Russia of being involved in the attempted murder of the former Russian spy in Salisbury. How much of that affected the vote on Sunday? Were Russians thinking about those tensions when they went to the polls?
Well, a lot of people are saying that now. I mean, the view from Moscow is really the polar opposite of the one in the U.S. or Europe. namely that the West is bullying Russia and only Putin can stand up to the rest of the world. Almost anything the West does is being used as a propaganda coup here. If there are new sanctions, well, that's just proof that the whole world is against us. And if there's some kind of relaxation in relations, well, that's evidence that Putin's tough stance is really working.
That's NPR's Lucian Kim reporting from Yekaterinburg, Russia. Lucian, thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.